This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With what is happening in Gaza these days and the attack that's taking place against our brothers and sisters and the casualties that by hundreds every day, it is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when the crisis like this happened to do something called qunut al-nasiya. Al-qunut is a dua that you do during the salah while you are standing. Even though a dua in salah is highly recommended in sujood, but this particular dua al-qunut is while you're standing, not while you're making sujood. Hafidh ibn Hajar rahimahullah said that's because the imam, when he prays and he makes this dua, the people behind him will say ameen, so all together they join the dua. Qunut al-nazira, it's a specific dua that you do when calamity strike a community or the Muslim ummah at large, or a calamity that affect the masses. And this is a sunnah established by the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it was reported in Bukhari and Muslim and the books of Sunan and Masanid. And it is it's very well established in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is the practice of al-Khulafa al-Rashidin, Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali, and the Sahaba after that. And Ahlul Hadith have reported many of the narrations in regard to this. And all of these narrations was in Bukhari, Muslim, Hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu wa arda, that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a whole month made dua for against Ra'il, whether Quran wa Usayya. When a crisis took place at that time, 70 of the Qurra. And Al-Qurra, they were companions who used to work in the daytime and make some money, then they go spend it on the poor, Ahl Sufa, and the people who came in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid for learning. So they would come afterwards and teach them the Quran. They're very dear to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very special type of people. 70 of them were sent to this tribe to teach them Quran, but they betrayed them and they surrounded them and they started killing them. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a month was making dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy those who betrayed them and those who are killing them. Also, Umar radiallahu anhu made dua al-qunut when his army was fighting the Romans in his time, radiallahu anhu wa arda. And so many narrations was narrated in regard to this. So dua al-qunut is something that you can initiate in the masjid, in the congregation salah, where you pray if you're an imam or with your community. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu started dua al-qunut and people were praying behind him, qunut al-nazina, I mean, for a calamity. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was not the khalifa of the Amir al-Mu'mineen or anything like that, but he was leading the prayer and people made dua al-qunut with him. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu used to make dua al-qunut in every salah. And he said that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu used to make dua al-qunut in the end of the salah, the fourth rak'ah, Salat al-Dhuhr and Asr, and the third in Maghrib, the fourth in Isha, and the second in Fajr. After he rise from the ruku', he would say the dua for the believers and against the transgressors. And also, Anas radiallahu anhu reported that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that. But the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more consistent in dua al-Nazir and qunut al-Nazir, as well as the companions, at Fajr prayers. And some ulama said should be only restricted to the Fajr and Maghrib and Isha. But the sunnah was established that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it all salawat. You can do all of them or one of them as you wish. And the sunnah is to make it out loud so people behind you will say ameen for your dua. Also, sunnah to make it short. As Anas radiallahu anhu said from Sunnah Ahmad, it was a short dua when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his head from ruku' and he would make the dua. And from this also, you see that most of the narrations that mentioned the dua qunut al-nazira specifically mentioned that it was after ruku'. Also, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in dua qunut al-nazira, would restrict the dua only to the subject, only to the issue that he's making dua for and against. So it's not ordained, it's not recommended for you to make to add to it things like, oh Allah, protect us in the day of judgment, or forgive our parents and for the living and the dead. No, you only make dua for that specific calamity that you are making dua about. Also, Umar radiallahu anhu, as reported by Al-Bayhaqi and others, that Umar radiallahu anhu raised his voice and he was raising his hand while he's making the dua. And the sunnah that when you raise your hand in the dua is to connect them together like it does, and you make the dua, and you can make them in the level of your shoulder or the level of your head. And it was not reported that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wiped his face after this dua. As a matter of fact, many of the fuqaha said specifically inside the salah, face should be wiped after finishing that dua. The dua al-qunut shouldn't be in Arabic. especially if you are reading the Salah and the Rasul, because this is the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it is a shi'ar, it's the way the Muslims have been making the dua, as we do in Witr Salah in Ramadan. Dua ulud nazira is ordaining congregation, so the people will make dua, we say Ameen behind the Imam. So if you pray by yourself, there's no dua ulud nazira, but you can do which better than that, which is to make it in sujood, to make dua and pray for the people who are in your sujood, which is one of the best time to make dua. Also before you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that qunut al-nazila only in the obligatory prayers, qunut al-nazila only in the jama'ah when you pray with the congregation, and the imam who leading the prayer do that. One more thing, dua qunut al-nazila, according to the majority of the Muslim jurists, is not ordained in Salat al-Jum'ah. Because of Salat al-Jum'ah, you can make dua in the khutbah, but in the salah, no. And that's why Jama'ah min al-Tabi'een considered bid'ah, like Tawus and others, grew with scholars from the Tabi'een, considered bid'ah, and Malik rahimahullah, and Ahmed, and others, and how said it should not be done. And there is some of the allowed in Salat al-Jum'ah, but it seems to be Allah a'lam. It's much better to make the dua during the khutbah, but in the salah, there is no need for it. And that's the majority of the fuqaha have taken that position. This is a highly recommended thing to do in these days in the masajid. So I encourage my brothers and sisters who lead salah or administrator in a masajid to revive the sunnah and to make this dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the innocent men and women in Gaza, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop the transgression that's happening to them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make aqibat amrum ila khayr, the outcome of this is the best for them. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal the wounded and to protect the innocent, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop the war and to bring peace and justice to the people of Gaza and the people of Palestine. These are the wordings and the meanings that, in my opinion, will be something that we should all focus on. And while we're doing this, our heart should be filled with yaqeen. We're certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make this dua will ever go to waste. I know there is millions of people making dua, or millions of requests was made by hundreds of thousands of Muslims around the world, if not millions around the world. But I want you to know that none of this dua ever will be wasted. That always assure me that the future will be always great for those who have been oppressed. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his favor, will bring his break day, his reward to those who have been oppressed one day. And this dua, we do it because that's our duty towards them. And we're doing this while we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds in the way that he sees the best. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us, and for specifically for our brothers and sisters in that dear part of the world to our heart, Palestine, and especially for the people of Gaza who are suffering today. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.